Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I started the warm-up show with the Mets, but I'll give you the good here to begin, and that would be the Yankees last night. Now, Cody Bellinger's game-tying three-run homer I thought was the biggest hit in the game, but because he has been so much maligned, and again, last night with the fielding not great, Anthony Volpe's offense, though, last night was pretty good.
And the pitch of Volpe, swing on, there you go, bloop single into center. Dominguez made sure, walks home, Yankees lead 4-3 here in the fourth. RBI single, Anthony Volpe, his 56th run batted in. That's a really good piece of hitting.
Yeah, put him in front by a run. Dave Sims, the call here on the Fan. And then later in the game, when the Yankees were up a couple of runs, he extended it with what turned out to be the longest home run of his career.
And a pitch from Kelly, swung on and driven to deep right center field. Got all kinds of carry. Giddy up, baby. Gone! A home run, Anthony Volpe. It's 7-4, New York. Anthony Volpe with his second hit tonight.
And he has really hit the baseball since the All-Star break. Dave Sims, the call on the Fan.
But
you did have the fielding issue.
We have an error in the ninth inning again.
Well, and you also had the early one with the flip.
I don't know what's going on with him. You know what? Here's what I think. I feel like you think Ahmad Rosario could play shortstop for a couple of days.
I could. Yeah, for sure.
Right. Maybe just give him a break from the field for a day or two. Just give him a couple of days off. He hasn't had any days off as far as I'm concerned, right?
He plays every day. But you know what the weird part of that is? He's starting to hit.
I know. Well, put him as a DH or something. But then what do you do with Stanton?
I don't know. Wasn't in the,
he wasn't in the lineup last night.
I know. He got a break. And maybe that would have been
good
the
spot. A day game after a night game. And I was listening to Aaron Boone talk about this. But here's the thing. He is obviously pressing. You can
He's
see
thinking.
It. Thinking too much.
He's thinking in the field too much.
And when he gets up in the batter's box, he tries to hit every ball out of the stadium like he did last night.
Now, that said, with the way he's thinking, I actually thought what he did at shortstop on the pop-up was a pretty smart play. Umpire didn't allow it by trying to guide the ball down and get the lead.
Well, that's a different story. I mean, that's a heady play by a heady ball player who's thinking.
So he's engaged
in the game. He's thinking ahead, yes.
Right. The problem is when he fields the ball, maybe not the flip play, but that play that should have ended the game, he's in his own head. He's taking three steps. He's pumping the glove. Like, just throw the ball.
Yeah, well, so, I mean, it's easy for us to say we don't understand the pressures that young man is under. But there is no question that, that ball should be chest high right into the glove of Goldschmidt.
Now, that said, as I said to C-Mac this morning, scoop it. A good first baseman helps out his shortstop in that situation.
For the most part this year, Goldschmidt has been over there doing exactly that.
Now, he didn't help him the other game either. The ball that popped out of his glove.
Well, that's a different story. But
I'm just saying, like, it could look better than it is if he got a little bit of help on the other side.
See when Lindor throws the ball across the diamond?
Yeah, and Alonso scoops it like he did last night. And you're right. Most of them are chest high.
I'm saying 8 out of 10 are chest high.
Absolutely.
And I would say in the ninth inning,
it was a bad throw. I agree with you.
Maybe a couple days off. Just a couple days off.
Maybe. Here he is, though, talking about the fielding issues, no doubt new.
Yeah, no, I never really experienced something like this, but you got really good guys around me, and I consider myself I know what I'm capable of. So,
a guy hits a bomb.
He did.
Yes, and he's a big reason why they won. He has an error in the ninth. He gets booed. And that's what he's got to discuss after a win.
Yeah, I mean, he did talk about his offense. But, I mean, unfortunately, if you're covering that game, you know that has to be asked. Unfortunately.
But that's the thing. Right. He's got to get more consistent. He's got to play cleaner games. And it's got to be a force defensively because that was one of his calling cards when he came up.
Max Fried, a strange night, not so good early, not so good late, but dominant in the middle. He did get the win, and Devin Williams did allow a run in the ninth, but did earn the save. Will Warren, the start tonight on the Fan at 7:05. Luis Gil expected to start Sunday against the Marlins. The Yankees now four games behind Toronto because the Blue Jays were swept in a doubleheader by the Orioles.
How about that?
Clobbered 16-4, and then they lost 3-2 in the second.
And the Orioles traded one of their pitchers to the Blue Jays in between the doubleheader.
Yes. Kind of cool. That's happened before, but that was kind of neat.
And then he pitched against the Orioles in the second game,
which is cool. As for the Mets in San Diego, this is the spot to me where not that the game was decided, but it's a scoreless. Not scoreless. The Padres are winning 1-0. The Mets load the bases, top of the fifth, and this is what you get out of Lindor, which should have been Juan Soto, but he was out of the game because of the foul ball off the foot. And then Alonso. Here's your 28 seconds of these at-bats.
2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. And for the third time tonight, Lindor struck out. Hit high in the air to center. Merrill moving in. Beatty tags. It's Tatis who makes the catch in front of Merrill. Fires home. Beatty sprints home to score. Popped him up. On the infield, toward the mound, behind the mound, Cronenworth comes down, makes the two-hand catch, and the inning is over.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
G is here, so that's good. We're not off to a great start. Boomer's pissed off because he doesn't have his chair, which is really G's chair, but he was sitting in G's chair. Now they're switching chairs. It's musical chairs. Chairs, chairs, chairs. Everybody's chairs. We got to figure out where. Anyhow, those were the three at-bats. Lindor the whiff, the sack fly from Marte, who pinch hit in that spot, and then you get Alonso pops up, and that be that.
This chair feels like an old Cadillac. You know what I'm saying?
That's the chair you sat in all week yesterday, the week before.
It doesn't feel like my chair.
It's your chair, man.
I don't know. This feels like it's a chair from like 10 years ago.
It's not one of the newer ones, that's for sure.
No, it's not, because I can always move.
Let me tell you, this seat is warm. It is really warm. I don't know what was happening over there, but...
Am I in your chair, sir?
Wait a second. Wait. I think that's my chair.
See, there you go.
And I think that's probably... is that your chair, Jerry?
I sit in whatever's here, to be honest with you.
Jerry, I have no idea. That's like an old Cadillac leather...
So I'll take the old Cadillac.
All right, so...
All right, here we go.
Wow. Give me that chair.
Okay. You like this chair better?
I do like that chair better because it's got a higher back.
Okay.
And you got a small little fat back.
The fat of my back.
7-1, by the way.
You know what? This is not my chair, but it's okay. Whatever makes you feel better. That's definitely Al's chair.
Manny Machado homer.
I don't even think this is my chair either.
This is definitely not mine, but we're going to go with this right now because
that makes you comfortable. And then we'll figure out because I think somebody stole my chair out of here.
Wouldn't be shots why Al locks his up. Because people, and you know who also has an issue with this? Zach Martin. People go in and take his chair out of his studio.
Well, they don't like him, though. That's why.
I don't know who
they're actually people taking Al's chair.
They used to. That's why he locks up his chair.
What are these sons of bitches around here doing?
But he also does it because he doesn't want the other producers on the weekend using his chair and pumping farts into the seat. He has said that. That's his thing, not my thing.
That is very true.
By the way, big intern's back. I thought he had quit.
Came in early.
The opposite of me. But, I'd seen Big Intern in like 3 weeks.
And how about the fact, when we were at this event Friday,
yeah,
people really thought that photo was real. Of him looking like he's 9 feet tall.
Well, that's Izzo's good at what he does.
But you're 6'6", and people thought that was real.
Well, he is taller than me.
They would make him 10 feet tall.
I was just telling Big Intern that I worked for Al the day after that photo was posted, and most of the calls that day were people asking, like, well, it can't be real, right? And I would tell them, like, I mean, I guess not, but I wasn't here, so I don't know. And they're like, but it can't possibly be real. And people were being fooled by it for a whole day.
Well, the other thing we did was when he came in here, we put our seats all the way down and his all the way up. So on CBS Sports Network, it looked like he was that big on video as well. So, but there is a lot of people that I know that are smart people that thought that that was real. And, you know, Mike Bear Down Cubs, who's an internet guy, he was like, hand up. I thought it was real.
Oh, by the way, he made me look like a 4-year-old.
He was 6'7". 6'7", jacked, this guy, Mike Villani.
I felt like
humongous.
What a
beat the snot out of everybody around him.
I felt like such a turd.
I told him, I was like, if I were you, I would be fighting people all the time just for my own satisfaction.
Yeah, I suppose that's possible. Remember, Willie always talks about people want to fight him because he's a big guy. I wonder if Mike gets that too.
Oh, I'm sure he, or at least did in his 20s.
What about you, Boom? People ever want to fight you?
No. I mean, like, I'm not looking for fights. I'm not looking.
Well, Willie says he's never looking for fights either, and people, like, want to challenge him.
Yeah, I'm a little bit older than Willie. I mean,
but back in the day, you must have had an experience like that.
Come on.
Everywhere I go, someone's like, yeah, I played Boomer in a scrimmage, and I sacked him. And I pushed him down. You know, he didn't get up real quick. I remember that.
That's sports.
Okay.
I mean, one time I think I got into a fight in a pewter tankard. And also at Hutley's, and Solomon Grundy's, and Matthews.
Wow.
And the OBI.
All right, so it has happened.
And the Bordy Barn.
Okay. Yeah,
that's why I got to a few fights.
You've had a bunch of scrums.
Right, and then your boy Anthony Cumia went to go hit me, and he broke his hand.
Great story.
Yep. I don't know why he went to hit me. A little.
Anyway, Mets lose 7-1. They now lead the Phillies by a half game. Philadelphia did beat the White Sox 6-3. Juan Soto did leave the game with a contusion, fouled the ball off his foot. He did not seem like it was a big deal. We will see. Who knows if he's in the lineup this afternoon. You got Clay Holmes and Yu Darvish going tonight. Coming up next hour, we're going to hear from the football camps. We got some sound from Justin Fields, who did speak to the media after practice yesterday.
Seems
to be doing okay. With the toe. Also, Trey Hendrickson of the Bengals expected to end his holdout and show up to camp today. Still no deal, but I guess they're hoping
this
moves things.
Too big.
Right.
Fine. These guys got to stay in camp.
In the right direction. So you've got that and more.
And speaking of camp, we'll be at Giants camp tomorrow. Brian Daboll will be on around 7:30. So excited to get out there.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.